The following is another KXPN sports presentation. KXPN presents high school basketball. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. Up next is the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show.
This broadcast is made possible by Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer independent representatives. Hogemeyer has over 80 years of legacy in products, service, and performance. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put a winning team to work for you with deep roots and a shared vision, call Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical, your Hogemeyer independent representatives, 627-1064.
Good morning, Central Nebraska, and welcome to Kearney for this presentation of high school sports on ESPN Tri-Cities. I'm Michael Shively. Glad you could be with us this morning. That's right, we have morning basketball. I hope you got your breakfast ready. Maybe you're settling in for some brunch. Get some orange juice, get some coffee, because we have the Nebraska Girls Basketball Showcase coming your way from Kearney High School. Welcome to the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer Hybrid seed dealer. So here's the situation. The second season this has happened, it's organized both by the Kearney Area Chamber of Commerce and Kelly Cooksley. He is the head coach of the Broken Bow girls basketball team. Figured, oh, you got the Heartland Hoops boys basketball competition in Grand Island every year that garners lots of headlines. Why not make one for the girls' teams as well? So he has diagrammed a full day of basketball. We're focusing on two games today. That's the one about to take place between Amherst and St. Mary's. That's the 10:30 a.m. scheduled tip-off. We're about 15 minutes away from that right now. After that, it's Shelton against Grand Island Central Catholic. The other games today include Elgin Public, Pope John, and Alma, which just wrapped up. You also have Broken Bow against Beatrice at 1:50, Malcolm against Bridgeport at 3:30, Millard South against Olathe North out of Kansas in the Kansas City Metro. That will be a high-profile game. Milford takes on Pender at 6:50, and the nightcap is Kearney High School against Elkhorn North, the back-to-back defending Class B champions featuring Britt Prince. So a fascinating day of basketball. It's led by Showcase Director Kelly Cooksley, who founded this event. So really fun to have this at this wonderful facility at Kearney High School, and we're happy to be bringing you a couple of area matchups. First up, Amherst against St. Mary's, and then Shelton against Grand Island Central Catholic. So here's the situation heading into this game as we broadcast to you from the Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth. We're on the road bringing you the play-by-play. And Kearney Towing is on the road bringing your vehicle home. Amherst enters 7-4 on the season, led by star Hannah Herrick, averaging nearly 20 points per game. A quick turnaround for the Broncos. They played last night, and they played Thursday night. Last night's game at Overton, a three-point loss that you heard on 98.9 The Vibe. Overton an 8-2 D2 team, so a high-quality loss, but nonetheless, that's a short turnaround to get ready for a 10:30 game also on the road. St. Mary's enters this contest with a 6-2 record. They played on Thursday at Elgin Public Pope John, a team that was in the morning contest today, the earlier morning contest, and they won that by 20. An impressive showing. The two losses for St. Mary's against 9-1 Summerland and against Grand Island Central Catholic. So that's how these teams look entering this contest. To learn a little bit more about the teams, let's visit with Amherst head coach Brandon Rohr. That's coming your way next. You're listening to the Nebraska Girls Basketball Showcase and the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show on ESPN Tri-Cities.
Tonight's starting lineup is presented by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Grand Island and Kearney, the better bank.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Bob here from B&B Carpet and Donovan. With all the changes in flooring, it's hard to know what to do. Come in and we'll guide you through the whole flooring process. Our entire B&B family is still here. At B&B, we are known for our knowledge and our friendly service. Please remember us when you're looking for flooring. Our customers say, B&B, that's where we always go.
Welcome back to coverage of high school girls basketball on 98.9 The Vibe. I'm Michael Shively, and we're getting ready for a tip-off between Amherst and St. Mary's out of O'Neill. I'm happy to have Amherst head coach Brandon Rohr with me now. Coach, you're coming off of the holiday tournament here pretty recently. That was one that you hosted. Always has some great teams at it. You beat Kearney Catholic, lost to York. What did you learn about your team from playing those couple games right after the moratorium?
We just continued to learn that we play our best offensively when we move the ball and we pass it well and we're able to kind of get the looks that we practice. And defensively, I think we just kind of learned that overall that it just takes toughness, play in, play out, and just to stack up effort plays on top of each other. And when we're really swarming around and guarding two with one and really taking good angles in our zone, that we can get stops against anybody. And you just learn too what that next level is of help defense and on ball defense and how good those teams can be and how you got to limit runs. I think we kind of experienced that. We did a good job against Kearney Catholic of limiting their runs and scoring timely baskets when they got a few themselves. In York, it was kind of the opposite, where we did that for the first quarter and then we kind of struggled to get a stop and then get a score and kind of limit a run and get momentum back on our side. So it was good to see two good teams, and we definitely love our group and are excited for the challenge ahead.
Well, the snow has wreaked havoc on the schedule a little bit. How much have you been able to practice and how have those practices gone of late?
We really haven't practiced much, honestly. we had the 5-day moratorium, and we had an extra day in there because that Thursday was so bad that everything got canceled. So we went 6 days without doing anything, 1 day of practice, 2 days of games, 4 days of break with that, those two ice days there, and then one light practice and a game yesterday. So really we've had two practices in about the last two and almost 2.5 weeks. So you just got to have your systems in place, and we got to be able to be mentally sharp, I think, as far as looking at teams and what systems they run and how they like to score and who does the scoring, and just got to be able to kind of improve that way since we haven't been able to get in the gym as much.
Well, as we record this on Friday in advance of this Saturday morning contest, you had a game Thursday, you have one Friday on the road, then you turn around and have an early morning tip-off the next day. What do you do as a team to try to stay fresh when you're playing that many games in a row and even on the road one night, then on the road again the next morning?
I think you just got to be tough. You know, I mean, if you're going to go down to state and go deep into state, you know, I know the schedule has kind of changed the state, but you used to have to win 3 games in 3 days, you know, and it just takes toughness. You know, I mean, there's another team. I think that Olathe team is playing on the road Friday and coming all the way up to take on, are they playing Millard South tomorrow as well. So, you know, the great teams do it, and they find a way to generate their own energy, and you got to be determined. You got to be determined to do the right thing every single play because it matters, and you're doing it for your teammates, and you get over. I mean, they're young kids. They don't get as tired as, you know, you and people go out there and play. So they just got to be determined, and that's what we talk about, is just creating a lot of energy and creating momentum for yourself, creating momentum for your teammates, and you just got to grit it out, and sometimes it's not always going to be pretty, but you kind of just got to find your way through it.
We're talking with Brandon Rohr, head coach of the Amherst girls basketball team, his group getting ready to take on St. Mary's in the girls basketball showcase. Well, Hannah Herrick, she gets all the headlines, and rightfully so. She's scoring nearly 20 points a game. Looking down the rest of your roster, it's Morgan Oreda. She's second on the team in scoring. Looks like she's shot it pretty well from distance this year. What does she need to do for this team to be successful?
Well, I think you'll see, kind of like we saw last night against Ansley, they ran a box and one, and when that happens, the middle of the floor is wide open, and Morgan is really good at the high post area, and she just continues to, you know, got to be able to catch the ball, read what's in front of her, whether she has space to shoot that 15-footer that she likes, like she did against Kearney Catholic? Does she need to drive it? Does she need to be strong and pivot and throw it out opposite and create a shot for somebody else? But, you know, I think the recipe is kind of out for how to limit Amherst and kind of taking away Herrick. And she'll see a lot of attention, especially in the conference moving forward. And so it's just the kids around her. Hannah's got to know when to be aggressive, know when to pass and get it back. And the kids around her got to be aggressive and take the right shot and be confident, because they certainly have the ability. And so it's just that fine balance of Hannah going when she can in transition and in a good situation. And when she's got two honors, she's got to distribute, and we got to be able to tack around her.
Well, your opponent here in this showcase event is St. Mary's. What do you know about the Cardinals, and what will it take to beat them?
Well, they got two dynamic scorers out there on the court that are getting over 30 a game combined. The film I've watched, man, they're a good basketball team. They're fun to watch. They're well coached. They play really fast, and they can score in bunches, and seem like a team that want to generate turnovers, generate a quick shot, and go down there and get their own quick shot. And so I think it's kind of like almost playing Broken Bow, where they're super skilled, not real big, but super skilled and want to play fast. And you've got to be able to control the tempo and kind of play the way we want to play and get stops in the half court and don't turn the ball over. And it'll be a good battle for us.
Coach, I want to end with just a word on this event. It convenient for Amherst just down the road. And it seems like it's a really cool function with girls basketball, though the boys have their spotlight in Grand Island, but now the girls have their own day. Lots of high-quality basketball throughout 14 hours of it about. What do you think about the showcase?
Man, I think it's unbelievable. Coach Cooksley is the man for organizing this event and just giving girls basketball a showcase here locally. And there's going to be some unbelievable talent, some unbelievable examples of what hard work and toughness and great teams do from locally, from Omaha, from the Kansas area. And so it's just a great way to showcase, you know, all the good teams around here and all the good teams in Nebraska, and just, you know, how much girls basketball has evolved and how fun it is to watch. I think more people, you know, need to go out and watch girls basketball and just see how dynamic and how the game has kind of changed and how fast these girls can play and how much they can score. And, you know, I mean, especially for the young girls and young fans in the area, you know, what a way to bring your daughter to this event and just see what they can become here in 5-10 years down the road, and just give them big dreams and go watch Brittany Prince play and Miller South and all those great teams and just see what it's really about. So we're super excited and privileged to play in this.
Well, Coach, I agree with all you said right there. Appreciate you giving us a little preview of your team, and best of luck.
Thank you so much. We appreciate your coverage.
That's Brandon Rohr, head coach at Amherst. Stick around. We have starting lineups and tip-off coming up next on 98.9 The Vibe.
At Platte Valley Auto, Lexington, Kearney, Heartland Chevrolet, Buick, Lexington, we are proud to have been serving the local communities of Central Nebraska since 1982. 40-plus years of taking good care of the best customers anywhere, from a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to new Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, Platte Valley Auto, Heartland Chevrolet, Buick are the only things you need to know for all your automotive needs. Sales, service, parts, tires, and so much more. Central Nebraska's leader in the automotive industry, Platte Valley Auto, Lexington, Kearney, Heartland Chevrolet, Buick, Lexington.
Aurora Cooperative wants to wish you a happy new year. We truly appreciate the owner members who make up Aurora Cooperative, the producers who feed our nation, and the people in service who support the agricultural industry. We are proud to be part of the agricultural community and look forward to helping producers have a successful year in 2023. Thank you to the communities and families we serve. We appreciate your trust in our organization. Happy New Year from Aurora Cooperative.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. I'm Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
Michael Shively back with you. Kearney High School, the site of this morning's contest. We're getting ready for Amherst against Mary's in the Nebraska Girls Basketball Showcase. Elgin Public, Pope John and Alma already in the books. After this game, there's Shelton versus GICC, Broken Bow Beatrice, Malcolm Bridgeport, Millard South, Olathe North, Milford Pender, and Elkhorn North against Kearney. That is some stellar basketball on the schedule. If you have a chance, I encourage you to get over to Kearney High School anytime in the next 12 hours. There's going to be high-level basketball being played in this gymnasium, so if that's something you're into today, have some free time, head on over and take it in. Let's get into your starting lineups presented by 5 Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Beginning with Amherst, they enter at 7-4, led by head coach Brandon Rohr. Their starting lineup looks like this. Number 2, Josie Tesmer, a 5'4" junior. Hannah Herrick, a 5'9" junior. Expect to hear number 5's name and number called often today. She is the star for the Broncos. Grace John wears number 11. She's a 5'7" junior. Number 21, Morgan O'Reda, a 5'7" junior. And number 32, Aaron Murphy, a 5'9" senior. Rounds out the starting lineup for coach Brandon Moore at 7-4. The St. Mary's Cardinals, they're led by head coach Tracy Berg. And she starts things off with number 3, Alyssa Brabeck, a 5'4" junior. Number 5, Hope Williamson, a 5'6" senior. Number 11, Maya Hedstrom. Hedstrom, a 5'9" junior. She is the top scorer for the Cardinals. Gracie Williamson is a 5'8" freshman in the starting five, wearing number 23. And rounding out that starting lineup, number 25, Larissa Ryman. She's a 5'9" junior, the second leading scorer for coach Tracy Berg. The Cardinals enter this contest with a 6-2 record. We'll step aside one final time. That does it for our Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer Hybrid seed dealer, for more information. Tip-off between Amherst and St. Mary's at the Nebraska Girls Basketball Showcase is next on ESPN Tri-Cities.
When experience matters, ENT Physicians and Family Hearing of Kearney has physicians who are devoted to the medical and surgical treatment of ear, nose, throat, head, and neck disorders in adults and children, providing the community with otolaryngology and audiology services since 1994, along with speech therapy services. With our main office located in Kearney and 9 satellite locations located throughout Central Nebraska, we provide the highest quality care. See Dr. Conley, Dr. Blake, Dr. Johnson, and Dr. Klingon Smith at Kearney ENT and see why experience matters to us, specializing in you.
Gillespie Ag Service in Amherst is a very proud supporter of the Amherst team and coaches and wish them the best of luck. Gillespie Ag Service, your Pioneer seed dealer. The world depends on farmers, but who can farmers depend on? At Pioneer, our teams are dedicated to serving farmers year-round. Pioneer, an American seed brand since 1926.
Starting lineups announced here at Kearney High School, and we are nearing tip-off. Kelly Cooksley, the Broken Bow head coach, he's running things. Man, that's got to be tough. He has a game to coach later today, and he's busy directing traffic now, encouraging the teams to shake hands prior to the contest. He's visiting with the Strive broadcast. He's visiting with the public address announcer, and he has to coach against Beatrice later today. Busy man. And a big day for him, but the folks at the Kearney Area Chamber of Commerce helping him out in charge of today's events, providing volunteers and helping to orchestrate all the necessary parts to put on a basketball tournament or basketball event that lasts from 8:30 to about 10 p.m. We're ready for tip-off. The ball is batted to St. Mary's. Check that to the Broncos of Amherst. They're moving left to right as I view it from the concourse level at Kearney High School. Jump shot from the free throw line is missed by Morgan O'Reda. The putback is in for Aaron Murphy. The 5'9 senior post player starts things off at 2-0 Amherst. St. Mary's basketball, they're wearing white with red lettering, black numerals. Crisp look. Launching from the corner, an air ball from Alyssa Brabeck. Offensive rebound secured and put back through Maya Hedstrom, doing the honors to equal the score at 2 apiece, 45 seconds into the ball game. Amherst wearing red with gray numerals and lettering and accents. So red on red, but gray a little bit different. Kind of a light gray. I wouldn't go as far as charcoal. Ball knocked out of bounds by St. Mary's. Here's a baseline inbound coming. Herrick with the basketball for Amherst. Gets it into Murphy. Back out to Herrick. Left corner. Drives inside to the lane. Scoop shots off target. Rebound Murphy. Puts it back in. Plus the foul. Aaron Murphy, the senior, with four quick points and has a chance at the free throw line right now to equal her season per game average in the first 1 minute and 3 seconds of the game. She averages 5 points per game, and if she hits this, she'll make it 5-2 herself versus St. Mary's. And rattles it through. So Murphy with five early points. She's not tired from last night's contest against Overton. And the Broncos own the early three-point lead. Cardinals basketball. Bringing it up the court, Hope Williamson, a 5'6 senior. Over to Brabeck, handoff, Hedstrom throws one-handed, right side. Wing, Grace Williamson to the baseline to the other Williamson, Hope. Left-handed dribble, Hedstrom, bounce pass, corner three ball, Brabeck hits back iron. Offensive rebound, lefty put back in for Hope Williamson. A couple of baskets off of offensive rebounds for St. Mary's. Same story for Amherst. It's 5-4 Broncos. Herrick in trouble in the corner. Trap coming. She picked up her dribble. Bounces it inside. Wild shot. Too tall. Guess who with the rebound? Murphy. Too strong on the putback off of the window. Rebound secured by Gracie Williamson. St. Mary's trailing by one. 2 minutes into the contest. Squatting like a catcher in a stance, Coach Brandon Rohr of Amherst. Three ball, right wing, it's in. Hope Williamson drills it. St. Mary's has its first lead. The Cardinals out of O'Neill, Nebraska, with a 7-5 advantage. High post, triple team coming, and they crash and get the steal, knocking it away from Morgan Oreda. Amherst, good job getting back on defense. No transition opportunity for the Cardinals, who lead by two. Ball on the baseline, two dribbles, tossed in, power dribble, nothing there for Ryman. Throws it to the other block, and the spin move leads to a bucket. Gracie Williamson, she's just a ninth grader, has a bright future in front of her after seeing that high difficulty shot drop through to make it 9-5 Cardinals. High ball screen here, Herrick. Puts her head down, spins, loses the ball into the hands of Oreda. Throws to the wing, left side. Three ball long. It's missed by Grace John. Here comes St. Mary's. Pull up, three ball in transition. Front iron for Alyssa Brabeck. She's 0 for 3 from distance so far, but clearly has the green light. Amherst basketball in transition. Poke free and out of bounds. Hedstrom did a good job recovering. Murphy was in front of the pack. Hedstrom came from behind to poke it free out of bounds. Each team with one turnover so far. Two subs enter for Amherst. Peyton Cast, also Josie Loschenkohl. Murphy gets a breather. And so does Grace John. Herrick almost crossed the line when she was inbounding. Gets the ball right back, launches the corner three. And off the mark. Here comes Brabeck sprinting down the right side for O'Neill St. Mary's in front by 4 points. 3.5 minutes into this game in the Nebraska Girls Basketball Showcase. Left baseline. Skip pass right side. Brabeck to the baseline. Entry. Williamson trying to get it to Ryman. It was disrupted. Ryman winds up with it and draws the foul. She'll shoot two. See if they tag Herrick. They do. Hannah Herrick with the first foul against Amherst. Michael Shively with you, broadcasting from the Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth. First free throw in for Ryman to make it 10-5 St. Mary's. Don't get stranded on the side of the road. From heavy-duty towing to roadside assistance, call Kearney Towing and Repair. When you need them, they'll be there. Kearney Towing and Repair. Hit them both. Really good start for the Cardinals. Larissa Ryman's two free throws means four players have scored to combine for 11 points. Amherst in trouble in the backcourt. Finally gets it across to Herrick on the right side. Dribble drive, penetrates, slings it to nobody. Nobody home on the left wing. Her one-handed heave sailed into the bench of St. Mary's. The second turnover for Amherst. Hot start for the Broncos. They led 5-2. Since then, a 9-0 run by St. Mary's to make it 11-5 midway through the first quarter. 2-3 zone defense being played by the Broncos. Entry pass knocked loose. The Cardinals fortunate to keep possession. Now it's knocked free again. It was Lotion Cole, but how do the Cardinals keep winding up with the basketball? St. Mary's drives to the cup, and Grace John is hacked in the process by Peyton Cast, the 5'7" junior off the bench for Amherst. 3 minutes, 41 seconds remaining, quarter number one. Maya Hedstrom sinks it. Well, you might recognize that name tied in with the folks at St. Mary's. Her brother, Aiden Hedstrom. Terrific basketball player, also football player. Long on the second. Three Broncos fought for the basketball. None of them secured it. It winds up with St. Mary's and another foul. Larissa Ryman got the basketball. And they called it on Cast again. So Ryman to the line to shoot a pair. Hits the first. Aiden Hedstrom, one of the dynamic players to lead St. Mary's to consecutive appearances in the boys' state basketball tournament. Graduated this past year. Ryman makes them both, all four of her points at the line. It's 14-5 St. Mary's, a 12-0 run taking place over about 3 minutes of game time. Full court zone pressure. Amherst navigates it across the timeline. Now a deflection and a steal. Maya Hedstrom comes away with it. Down the right side to the hoop, and she finishes. Maya Hedstrom with 5 points. And the lead is 16-5 St. Mary's on a 13-0 run. Timeout taken by Amherst. We'll step aside as well. You're listening to the Nebraska Girls Basketball Showcase on ESPN Tri-City.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Michael Shively with you. Kearney High School, the site of this morning's contest. I'm still getting used to saying that. You know, it kind of makes it feel a little bit like the state basketball tournament. It was like, we switched into the new year and my brain clicked into gear for basketball. Looking forward to March. Can't wait to be in Lincoln for the state basketball tournament. This is one of the best events on the calendar until we get to that point. Basketball all day long. 8 games today, 1 already finished. Amherst versus St. Mary's right now. We'll see if the Broncos have some comeback in them. The 7-4 squad is fouled. The full court press had been picking up about 3/4 of the way. Not that time. Foul on Annabelle Barlow, who just entered, the first sub of the game. Not a deep team, St. Mary's. Perhaps that can be something that Amherst exploits. Got away with the travel, did the Broncos. They'll get the ball to Herrick. She's only attempted one shot so far. Another deflection by the Cardinals, and it heads out of bounds. Excellent pursuit by Annabelle Barlow. Almost came away with it. Amherst with just 2 turnovers, but that defense has been more disruptive than the turnover number would indicate. Saren Prickett takes a seat. Josie Tesmer back in the game, the 5'4 junior. Herrick averaging 19 points per game, has the ball knocked free again. This time it's Hedstrom doing it, and it heads out of bounds. So Amherst keeps the ball, trailing 16-5. 2:57 to go first quarter. This was 5-2 Amherst. That means, yes, in a 13-0 run. Make that 14-0 run. Another turnover. They poked it away from Herrick to the basket and in off of the window for Alyssa Brabeck, her first bucket of the game, 18-5. It's the defense of the Cardinals that's wreaking havoc on Amherst right now. Herrick Throws baseline. Corner three is off for Josie Tesmer. Offensive rebound to Peyton Cass. Now Herrick fires up a triple. She thought she had it. It hits back iron, and Hope Williamson, the freshman for St. Mary's, corrals the board. Here comes the team out of Holt County. Hedstrom bounces, right wing, Brabeck, left-handed dribble, throws to the top of the key, Hope Williamson directing traffic against the 2-3 zone defense of the Broncos, her team ahead by 13 points just 6 minutes into the game. Left wing, one dribble, bounce back to Hope Williamson, throws to the short corner, quickly back out to the perimeter, right-handed dribble, Hedstrom creates, floater in the lane, high degree of difficulty and she hits it. Maya Hedstrom with 7 points. She's outscoring Amherst, and it's 20-5, 18 points in a row for St. Mary's. Shot fake, good one from Hedstrom. Throws to the corner. Oh, didn't want a piece of that. Did McKenna Rohde. She was wide open. Gets the ball again, drives baseline. The ball is knocked loose from her, and she's fortunate that that's out of bounds. Getting hounded defensively by Hope Williamson. And Aaron Murphy re-enters for Cast. Murphy has all 5 points for Amherst. They came on offensive rebound putbacks plus a foul. Also Grace John coming in for Herrick. She'll sit perhaps for the final minute and a half of the first quarter. Her team trailing by 15. Risky inbounds pass. Again, that's McKenna Rohde. Reserve player getting some action today and perhaps maybe more minutes due to this being the third game in 3 days for Amherst. Good high ball screen, dribbling around it. Grace John throws up top to Rohde, back to John. Now in the corner against this zone defense, weaving around it and a blocking foul called. Josie Tesmer trying to get around Larissa Ryman, and Ryman impeded her progress. Gave her perhaps a little body check. And the third team foul against St. Mary's. Rohde to the bench. Amherst looking for points. Three ball way off from Grace John. Rebound St. Mary's. They're ahead 20-5 in the Nebraska Girls Basketball Showcase first round game. Bounce pass inside. Power dribble. Good job by Ryman to get that through the arms of Aaron Murphy. Wasn't able to hit it, but the ball out of bounds off of the Broncos. Cardinals get the baseline inbound. They throw it to a wide open player. That's Barlow. Now she gets it to the corner. Three ball missed by Brabeck. She's 0-for-4 from long range. I think Barlow was not expecting to be wide open on the left elbow there. Could have easily fired up the jumper. Chose not to. Left wing with it, Amherst. Up top, Tesmer. Now throws back to the left wing. Nothing there for Grace John. Tries Tesmer around a ball screen into the lane. Loses the ball. Fourth Broncos turnover. They haven't scored for about 6 minutes. Handoff play. Barlow bounces to the right side. Overhead pass from Williamson to Barlow. Top of the key, and she's hacked. Foul on Josie Loschenkohl. Her first, team fourth on Amherst. 13.4 seconds remaining, quarter number one, 20-5 St. Mary's. They have the basketball. Hedstrom dribbles to the right lane line, fires up the quick running shot. It was 3/4 of the way down, somehow popped back out. Amherst trying to score, 1 second left, and don't get the shot up. Through 8 minutes of action, it's all St. Mary's in the second game of the Nebraska Girls Basketball Showcase at Kearney High School. 15-point cushion for the Cardinals. Second quarter coming up next on ESPN Tri-City.
South Central Diesel of Holdridge has over 100 years of diesel fuel injection experience and has been putting customer relationships first since 1971. They are factory authorized to repair all types of diesel fuel injection systems and have a full service drive-in repair facility to repair your diesel Ford, Chevy, or Dodge pickup. SCD's factory trained technicians are committed to providing the best service to their customers. Stop by 115 South East Avenue in Holdridge for all your diesel pickup repairs, pumps and injectors, diesel performance parts, and turbochargers. Or call them at 1-800-228-8482 to put them to work for you.
Relationships matter. Success in agriculture depends on many things. This is Michael Bauer with Town & Country Bank. Among the most important are relationships that you can count on. Relationships with people who understand the risks you face, who help navigate complicated situations, and who deliver on their promises. We at Town & Country Bank are people you can count on.
Relationships matter. Town & Country Bank.
Member FDIC.
Start of the second quarter, 20-5. St. Mary's, you know, if you were picking favorites, they'd be the favorite in this game, but not by this margin. 18-0 run for the team out of O'Neill, Nebraska, against Amherst. Broncos need to turn it up defensively in that 2-3 zone. Murphy with good defense there on Ryman. Bounce pass to the outside. Now top of the key, Hedstrom. Hedstrom throws in. Beautiful seal and bucket for Larissa Ryman. She has 6 points. That's her first field goal. She sealed off the defender in that 2-3 zone behind her. Beautiful entry pass from Hedstrom and a wide open look at the cup. Here's Hannah Herrick. No points for her yet. Averages 19 a game, and she dribbles it out of bounds. Tried to get around the hip of Hedstrom. Couldn't do it. That's the fifth Broncos turnover. Erin Murphy has all five of Amherst points, and they came in the first 63 seconds of the game. Extending that zone pressure to midcourt leads to a little bit of an open lane for Hedstrom. Throws up a wild shot. Good job by that bottom three defenders in the zone for Amherst. Risky pass. That's off of the fingertips of Tesmer. Herrick maybe pressing a little bit after this difficult start, and that's back-to-back turnovers by the star player for Amherst. St. Mary's. They look to the sideline to coach Tracy Berg to get the call for this possession. On the right wing, Hope Williamson back over to Hedstrom. Baseline. That's Williamson. Throws it inside, and Peyton Kast takes it away. Here comes Herrick. Left-handed dribble, left lane line, knives through the defense, gets to the hoop, can't finish, but draws contact. She's not playing with the greatest confidence. That's a shot that she's going to finish and get the and one most of the time with the left hand. Rolled off of the rim that time. Hedstrom called for the foul. That's her first. And Herrick sinks it. Maybe that can get her going, seeing it go through the net. 22-6 now. That ends the 20-0 run by St. Mary's. That lasted a good 8.5 minutes. Herrick made them both. St. Mary's, right-handed dribble for Hope Williamson, the senior. Throws to the baseline. That's Barlow, cross-court pass. Good ball movement by St. Mary's. Top of the key, contact. Williamson keeps the ball, guarded tightly by Tesmer. Now to Barlow, right wing. Brabeck back to Barlow, takes one dribble, slings it to the baseline. Dribble drive attempt, Hope Williamson loses the basketball. Herrick comes away with it, third St. Mary's turnover. Herrick in traffic across the timeline and shoved by Hedstrom. That's two fouls and about 45 seconds against Maya Hedstrom, the star 5'9" junior for St. Mary's. She'll have to take a seat. On comes Larissa Ryman to replace her. Well, trying to get back into this game, the Broncos. Now's the time with the stud Cardinals player on the bench. Three ball, right side, just short. And the offensive rebound brought down by Amherst. Free throw line jumper to the left. That was Oreda. Couldn't finish. I believe it was Tesmer that launched up that three. Good catch in transition by Barlow. Her bounce pass is kicked out of bounds by Amherst. St. Mary's ball. They lead by 15. 2 minutes and 20 seconds into the second quarter. Baseline inbound here for Williamson. Throws up top to Brabeck. Left baseline, just in front of the three-point line, an air ball from Hope Williamson. Offensive rebound, block shot, Hannah Herrick. Her and Kast, a terrific double team against Ryman. Pass up ahead in front of the break, and a bucket for Grace John. Beautiful find by Herrick. That needed to be a perfect pass, and she used her precision accuracy to get it right on the hands of her teammate. Timeout, St. Mary's. It's 22-9. Neat little 4-0 run for Amherst on ESPN Tri-City.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Michael Shively with you. Kearney High School, your Nebraska girls basketball showcase. 8 games today. They started at 8:30. The final game scheduled to tip off at 8:30. Of course, that means there's no overtime and no exceptionally long games. It might not tip off till 8:40, 8:50, 9 o'clock. Who knows? But that nightcap going to be a dandy. Kearney High, I just saw them beat Grand Island on News Channel Nebraska Television on Thursday. They take on Elkhorn North and the always intriguing Wolves. Our game right now, St. Mary's out of O'Neill, 22, Amherst, 9. But a 4-0 run for the Broncos led to a timeout by Tracy Berg. Here come the Cardinals of St. Mary's. Handoff, Hedstrom playing with two fouls, gives to Brabeck, throws to the right wing and Hope Williamson. They're running a weave against this zone. Hedstrom back over to Williamson. Now on the baseline, it's Brabeck for three. She hits back iron. I believe that's 0 for 5. Herrick getting hounded after securing that board. Able to neatly navigate across the timeline. Gets the ball back, right wing, fires up the three, and right on the money for Hannah Herrick. Caught it in rhythm, lined up perfectly, no hand in front of her, and she sank it. With the way these defenses play against her, she doesn't get too many open looks from long range. She made that one count. Now down to a 10-point Cardinals advantage, 22-12. Thought about the three, did Williamson. Did not pull the trigger. Gives to Hedstrom. Now over to the left wing. Williamson, she does shoot this time. It's long. Herrick with the board. Herrick across half court. Throws it to the left wing. Open look for Grace John. Rattles out. And a tough rebound secured by Larissa Ryman. Of this O'Neill St. Mary's group playing in Class D2. They made the state tournament a season ago. Won their first game, doubling up Crawford. Lost their next two to finish fourth. Baseline jumper, 12-footer airballed. That was Hedstrom on the try, but an offensive rebound for the Cardinals. She throws to the right side, does Hedstrom. Brabeck for three, around and out. She has yet to connect from distance. Imagine the 5'4 junior, and if she starts to hit, then watch out. Another try for John. This time she's on the mark from the left wing. Grace John drills the triple. That's a 10-0 spurt here for the Broncos to draw down to 22-15. 7-point game, 5 minutes gone, second quarter. Cardinals basketball splitting the top of the zone. Beautiful bounce pass to the perimeter. The jump shot missed on the pull-up. 2 for Brabeck and the ball out of bounds. Last touch by Amherst. Oh, what an athletic move. Hope Williamson. She split the top two defenders in the 2-3 zone. Went to a jump stop. Drew Peyton Cast up against her. Reached behind Cast's body to deliver a bounce pass to the right baseline. And a 5-second call. Williamson can't get the ball in. So a turnover for St. Mary's. That's their fourth. And it gives Amherst the basketball. Chance to cut it to a two-possession game after they trailed by as much as 17. Three ball from the left wing. Short. Grace John, three straight times that she's launched from that spot. That's three straight possessions. Crossover dribble, Hedstrom, chest pass, left baseline, Williamson back out. Now Hedstrom, lefty dribble drive, the right hand floater, that's her shot. She might have wanted a foul after that, could have got hit in the head after the shot, didn't get the whistle. That stops the 10-0 run, and it's 24-15 Cardinals. Risky pass inside, Hedstrom takes it away. John was trying to throw to the high post. Hedstrom collapsed in to swipe it. St. Mary's with the basketball. trying to get buckets on consecutive possessions. Three-pointer missed by Williamson. Herrick comes away with it, trying to dribble her way through traffic. Gets past two Cardinals. Throws to John. She's swatted out of bounds. Hope Williamson, the 5'6" senior, held her position on the left block. Grace John thought she might have some space. They closed on it. Now John gets a breather. Is that Herrick going to the bench also? No. Oreda also to the bench. Murphy fouled. That's on Hedstrom, her third. And that's an enormous whistle. 50-50 calling if she was getting ball or arm there. The star player for the Cardinals, likely on the bench for the final minute 49 of this first half with her third foul. St. Mary's a team that really only plays six players. Top of the key three, swish! Amherst heating up in quarter number two. Josie Loschenkohl from long range. And it's a six-point game, 24-18. St. Mary's leads with the basketball. Skip pass, right wing, Brabeck throws top of the key. Hope Williamson knifes through the defense, gets to the hoop, missed the shot. Offensive rebound and a foul. Larissa Ryman with an enormous board secured on the left block after the miss by Williamson. Murphy, her first foul. And what a big rebound. Amherst would have had the ball, a chance to cut it to potentially a one-possession game with a three-pointer. Instead, a board for Ryman. And she's not the tallest player out there. Amherst has a couple of girls her height. Still secured it. Missed the first free throw. Second shot is in for Larissa Ryman. She has seven, and it's 25-18, St. Mary's. 1-3-1, three-quarter court press. Herrick lobs it across the timeline with the basketball. Loschenkohl throws to the right wing. Hesitation move, and losing the basketball out of bounds off of St. Mary's. Take there by Josie Tesmer, the 5'4 junior, looking for her first points still. She'll inbound against man-to-man from the Cardinals. Loschenkohl into the lane and one. Josie Loschenkohl with five straight for Amherst. She's a 5'2" junior, averaging 2 points per game. That was a tough shot. Used a power dribble to free herself up and then scooped it through with the left hand off of the window. Missed the and one. It's 25-20. 1 minute, 5 seconds remaining, first half. St. Mary's owned the first quarter. Amherst dominating the second. Herrick into the passing lane. She has the steal. One-on-one to the basket. Spins away and a charge. Ooh, Brandon Rohr doesn't like that one. Herrick not complaining, but oh, that was close. That's her second foul. Chance for Amherst on a one-on-one fast break with their best player to get a bucket to make it a one-possession game. And she's called for the charge. Huge swing in the final minute of this first half. St. Mary's up five, but reeling. Hedstrom playing with three fouls. Shows how important they believe this possession is. Hedstrom, right wing, dribbles into the lane, bounce pass to the outside, Brabeck for three, high off of the iron, rebound by Cast, puts it on the deck, why'd you do that? Stolen back by St. Mary's, and Hedstrom blows the layup. 24 seconds left, first half, St. Mary's ball into the lane, the floater in for Hope Williamson, 27-20. Oh, Cast, all she had to do was hold the ball above her head, elected to dribble it with three white jerseys, they swipe it away and get 2 points. Herrick, shot fake, throws to the right wing and thrown right back to St. Mary's. They have 1 second and don't realize it. They don't get the shot up, and that brings us to the half of number one. And to bring us to halftime, I should say. Terrific second quarter for Amherst. They win the second quarter 15-7 to drop back to down seven. And Brandon Rohr still having a conversation with that official about the iffy charge call against Herrick. She came to a jump stop on the left block. There was a little bit of contact, and the defender fell backwards. She spun, she pivoted back and was going to try a hook shot. She jump-stopped in order to avoid the charge, got called against her anyways in a pivotal moment towards the end of that first half. Well, it's now a game. It was 20-5 after the first quarter. 27-20 the score now at halftime. Let's break it on down in your halftime show brought to you by Ravenna Sanitation. That comes your way next. You're listening to the Nebraska Girls Basketball Showcase on ESPN Tri-Cities.
Hi, this is Stacy from Builders in Kearney and Grand Island. Get expert advice from certified specialists at Builders. Whether you are ready to remodel or start building, Builders offers a high-quality products and product knowledge with styles and features you will love and that fit your budget. Builders is a proud supporter of all Central Nebraska high school sports. Good luck, area athletes.
Now powering the Nebraska trenches, tender, juicy, and delicious certified Piedmontese beef. Raised throughout central and western Nebraska, healthy Italian heritage Piedmontese beef is known for being the taste of real beef. Whether you're barbecuing for friends and family or gifting across the country, certified Piedmontese beef will delight and impress for any occasion. Shop local. Shop Nebraska. Shop online at cpbeef.com. Be powered by Piedmontese. Certified Piedmontese beef, real Nebraska beef.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. I'm Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
At your friendly Friesen Ford, they know life can be busy, so they have your best interest in mind by providing a quick, easy car buying experience. When looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, Friesen Ford makes it easy for you by offering financing options pending credit approval, a great selection of vehicles, as well as a friendly sales team that works with you to find a vehicle that will fit your needs and your budget. See the selection today just off I-80 in Aurora or online at FriesenFord.com. For sales, service, parts, trust your friendly Friesen Ford team.
Gillespie Ag Service in Amherst is a very proud supporter of the Amherst team and coaches and wish them the best of luck. Gillespie Ag Service, your Pioneer seed dealer. The world depends on farmers, but who can farmers depend on? At Pioneer, our teams are dedicated to serving farmers year-round. Pioneer, an American seed brand since 1926.
Mary Lanning's been a very successful hospital in the area, a long-standing service to the community for over 100 years now. One of the important things that set Mary Lanning apart is its focus on safety and service to the community. My family grew up in this area. My parents both went to Hastings High School and my grandparents lived in the town. So I think it's part of the culture here in the Midwest. So I think it just is carrying over from the culture in this area to being practiced through the hospital. I liked the idea of coming to a smaller community and providing the service that a neurosurgeon can provide. It means that the patients have the confidence that they can get high-level treatment at their local hospital. My name is Dr. Scott Bell. I'm a neurosurgeon at Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Michael Scheinfle back with you. We enter halftime here at the Nebraska Girls Basketball Showcase. St. Mary's with a 27-20 advantage over Amherst. Let's talk about it in your halftime show brought to you by Ravenna Sanitation. They say your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. Scoring breakdown to get to this point, 5-2 lead by Amherst early in this game, thanks to five quick points by Aaron Murphy, the 5'9 senior post player. Got a couple of offensive rebound putbacks and a foul. That was at the 6:57 mark. when it was 5-2, so a minute and 3 seconds into the game. Amherst did not score the remainder of the first quarter, 18 straight from St. Mary's to lead 20-5, 8 minutes into the game. The first bucket of the second quarter went to St. Mary's, so their lead stood at 17 points, 6 minutes and 36 seconds remaining in the first half. That's when Amherst broke its scoring drought. That was about an 8.5-minute scoring drought. They broke it with free throws to make it 22-7, then promptly got another bucket, and the run was on. A timeout taken by St. Mary's did not slow the momentum. Consecutive three-pointers hit by Hannah Herrick and Grace John. That brought it to 22-15, a seven-point contest. They traded buckets the rest of the way to get to halftime at 27-20. So that's how we got to this point, checking the individual scoring breakdown. First for the team in front, the St. Mary's Cardinals. Maya Hedstrom leads the way with 9 points, 7 for Larissa Ryman, 7 for Hope Williamson. Alyssa Brabeck has 2 points and 2 for Gracie Williamson. On the Amherst side of things, the Broncos have 5 points for Josie Loschenkohl, 5 for Erin Murphy, 5 points for Grace John, and 5 for Hannah Herrick. Foul situation, St. Mary's has some with Maya Hedstrom. She has 3 fouls. Amherst, 2 fouls each on Hannah Herrick and Peyton Cast. This is game number 2 today. The first was Elgin Public Pope John against Alma, and the Cardinals of Alma got the 72-64 victory in that game. So congratulations to the Central Nebraska region team there for getting the dub against the Wolfpack out of Northeast Nebraska. Another Northeast Nebraska versus Central Nebraska matchup here in St. Mary's against Amherst. I think we're just happy that anyone from O'Neill is able to get out of town right now. They had about 18 inches of snow, so no doubt that stopped them from practicing some. Amherst, they had trouble getting to practice too, finally able to get in maybe one day of practice. They lost to, or they had one game postponed to Thursday from Tuesday. So that meant they played Ansley Litchfield on Thursday on the road, played at Overton yesterday, and now this morning they're playing in Kearney against St. Mary's. And Coach Brandon Rohr not using that as an excuse. He said, that's just like you're at the state tournament. But at the state tournament, you're not traveling each day. You're just camped out in Lincoln. They had to go at Ansley, at Overton, and now in Kearney. That's a tough section of play. Lots of basketball still on tap for today. Kearney Catholic is at North Platte for a girls and boys doubleheader starting at 3 p.m. You can hear it right here on ESPN Tri-Cities. High school wrestling on 98.9 The Vibe, the Amherst Invite Finals. That starts about 3:30 or 4 o'clock. You can hear it on 98.9 The Vibe with Doug Duda on the call. Hastings College takes on Northwestern of Iowa at 2 o'clock in women's basketball on ESPN Hastings, 1550 AM, 92.7 FM. After basketball, after the Kearney Catholic game, we have NFL football here on ESPN Tri-Cities. 27-20 the score at halftime. St. Mary's with a 7-point lead over Amherst. The start of the third quarter comes your way next on ESPN Tri-City.
Relationships matter.
Success in agriculture depends on many things. This is Michael Bauer with Town & Country Bank. Among the most important are relationships that you can count on. Relationships with people who understand the risks you face, who help navigate complicated situations, and who deliver on their promises. We at Town & Country Bank are people you can count on.
Relationships matter. Town & Country Bank.
Member FDIC.
Ready for third quarter action now. That was your halftime show brought to you by Ravenna Sanitation. Amherst will start with the basketball. Hannah Herrick gets the inbounds pass, dribbles with her left hand against a zone look defensively. Amherst slings the ball, right baseline, tough shot. Tesmer can't hit, offensive rebound, put back for Murphy. She claps her hands, it almost fell through. Just missed it. She tried to start the second half just like she did the first. 2-3 zone still for Amherst defensively. They trail by 7, 25 seconds into the third quarter. Open look for 3, and back iron for Alyssa Brabeck. She has to be 0 for 7 or 0 for 8 from three-point land so far. She's a player that can get hot from distance. Brabeck on the season, a 36% three-point shooter. She's made 23 of them. Free throw line jumper off the mark for Morgan Oreda, out of bounds, and it stays with Amherst. Herrick scores 19 per game for the Broncos. Only has 5 so far. That matches the number spelled out in gray on her red Amherst Bronco uniform. Gets the handoff out of the inbounds play, and she's fouled going up for the shot by Larissa Ryman. For Ryman, that's her second foul, so put her on foul trouble watch as well. Hedstrom with 3 and Ryman with 2. Those are the two best players for the Cardinals. Again, not a deep team. They only go 1 off of the bench most games. First free throw in for Herrick. It's a nice inbounds design. Flip it in to the post player, Murphy, then weave around her and get the handoff. Herrick makes them both. Part of the reason she scores 19 per game, an excellent free throw shooter. 27-22. St. Mary's leads, but their lead was once 17. Good defense here by Amherst. Inside it goes to Ryman. Kick out pass. Dribble for Hope Williamson. Cut off by Herrick defensively. Gives over to Hedstrom. Hedstrom inside to Ryman. Ryman kicks out left wing. Brabeck a little trigger shy now after going 0-for from three-point line. Good give and go inside, and a foul, a blocking foul called against Erin Murphy, her second. Each team with 1 foul in the first minute 35 of this second half. 5-point lead for St. Mary's. A screen for Brabeck. Open 3. Clangs off of the back rim. Rebound Hedstrom. She's in the lane. Throws it out. In trouble underneath the basket. Hope Williamson blocked by Herrick. Board by Murphy. Herrick throws it up ahead. Grace John to the hoop. Her pocket picked. Terrific defense by Brabeck. Now Brabeck, the running shot in transition, missed, and Herrick secures the board. Dribbles around 3 defenders. Comes up with her head up. Now, oh, she kept just too many dribbles there. Slowed down across the timeline, allowing Hedstrom to catch up and rip it free. The 10th Broncos turnover compared to 4 for St. Mary's. 27-22, St. Mary's out of O'Neill, Nebraska, the Irish capital of the state. 5:35 remaining, third quarter. Cardinals have it in the short corner. 1 dribble, thought about the shot. Grace Williamson didn't take it. Instead, throws it to Larissa Ryman, who gets body bumped in the process of shooting, and Ryman to the line. Foul on Erin Murphy. That's her 3rd. She'll have to take a seat, most likely. Murphy's played some good minutes. So has Peyton Cast, who they usually trade off, who's in the game. Ryman misses the front end, and they're keeping Murphy in there. Josie Loschenkohl comes in place of Josie Tesmer. And now Cast set to come in after this free throw, if it goes in. It does not, but out of bounds off of Amherst. They fought for it. Oreda and Murphy, but they're on the same team. So a chance for a 2 or 3 or 4 point play. Right wing. Dribbling to the top of the key is Hope Williamson, the 5'6 senior, directing traffic and throws to the right side. Brabeck. Brabeck to the high post. Backdoor cutter is Hedstrom. Missed the layup. She's missed a couple of layups here this half already. Another offensive rebound, St. Mary's. Brabeck dumps it down. The lefty shot can't finish and stays with St. Mary's. So they get, what is this, the 4th look at the hoop? Larissa Ryman missed the layup that time. Two best scorers for St. Mary's, missing some shots right at the hoop. Here's Hedstrom dribbling into the lane, draws a foul. It goes against Grace John, her first. That's the third foul on Amherst. The Broncos just unable to secure a defensive rebound. Led to more chances at points here, and Hedstrom hits the first. Her 10th point of the game to lead all scorers. 28-22, Cardinals. Oreda gets a breather for Amherst. Second one for Hedstrom, way off. Cast tracks down the miss and gives to Herrick, whose jersey has come untucked in her efforts today. Throws to the base, to the wing, rather, top of the key. Now bounce pass right side, three ball, Grace John. Front iron, offensive rebound to Lotion Cole, the 5'2" player. Step back three, drained it, Hannah Herrick. She created her own space there. Nobody in the gym thought she was going to launch that. That's her second tray ball. And it makes it 25-28. Jump ball. Stays with St. Mary's. Has not been this close since it was 7-5 in the first quarter. Now a three-point game. First time it's been one possession since that point. St. Mary's led by as much as 17 in the first half. Right wing. Now thrown to the top of the key. Hedstrom back to Brabeck. Around the Hedstrom screen. Throws to Hope Williamson. Shoots the three. She was open. She missed it. Out of bounds. Last touched. Gracie Williamson of St. Mary's. Amherst basketball with a three. They could tie it up. They trailed 22-5. That's a 20-8 run. Lotion Cole, pass to Herrick. She's open for three, hits back iron. Tried to get the three-point shot, foul call against Brabeck, did not draw it. Here comes Hedstrom into the lane. She's blocked away by Herrick, and the bucket goes on the putback for Larissa Ryman, plus damage. The offensive glass. Okay, they called that on Cast. Wanted to make sure we got that tracked. Cast now with three fouls, so both post players for the Broncos with three fouls. So Ryman now up to 9 points, a chance for her 10th if she hits the and one. And she doesn't. St. Mary's has struggled at the charity stripe today. Cast throws it off of the foot. That's fortunate. Hedstrom slung her foot out to kick that basketball. There was nobody there. Cast would have thrown it straight out of bounds. So Amherst fortunate to keep the ball after the defensive rebound. Full court pressure. Hedstrom with the steal. Got her hand on it. Kept the ball. Euro steps past Herrick and misses the layup. Cardinals have gone ice cold at the basket today, or this second and third quarter. Herrick weaves through. Commotion. It puts up a tough contested shot in the lane. Missed it, but it's out of bounds off of St. Mary's. Amherst ball underneath the hoop, trailing by 5 points with 3:12 remaining in the third quarter. Timeout taken by St. Mary's. The Broncos continuing to attempt to come back in this Nebraska Girls Basketball Showcase event here at Kearney High School.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney, taking care of you since 1994. They're located where you need them, specializing in you. Well, folks, if you have the chance, I encourage you to vote, or rather submit a nomination for the ESPN Tri-Cities Athlete of the Month. We present it every month. Thanks to our friends at B&B Carpet in Donovan. You can Do that online, ESPNSuperStation.com, the ESPN Tri-Cities Athlete of the Month. Out of the inbounds play, same play they've been running all day long, and Hannah Herrick gets the bucket plus the foul. It's 30-27. St. Mary's leads by just three. Trying to cut it to a two-point contest here, Hannah Herrick. Peyton Cast gave her the dish and served as a screener at the same time. Herrick, swish. Two-point game. And they stop play, allow for a sub. Grace John to the bench. Morgan Oreda back in. Amherst throws it into the post player in the short corner on the inbounds play from the baseline. Then Herrick just runs around a circle around that post player, using the player as a screen, gets the handoff, and takes it to the hoop. It's worked at least twice. I think it's worked three times in this game. Under three to play, third quarter, two-point contest. St. Mary's clinging to that advantage with the basketball. The team in white, red, and black. Out of Holt County, ball on the left wing. Lobbed inside, bounce pass to the corner. Lefty dribble into traffic and out of bounds. Turnover against Hope Williamson. You know, you'd think maybe this is some transition opportunities for Amherst. No, it's been in the half court they've come back. That's only the fifth turnover against the Cardinals. And frankly, St. Mary's has far more shot attempts than Amherst. Open three, missed by Tesmer. Loschenkohl tracks down the miss. Now here's Herrick trying to create with the right hand. Throws it out to Tesmer, left-handed dribble. Back to Herrick, it's knocked away. Herrick tracks it down, 5-on-4 to the high post, and the running shot in off of the window for Morgan Oreda. The 5'7 junior ties the game at 30 apiece. Her first points of the game. Beautiful find by Herrick. Probably had the jump shot, did Oreda. Didn't take it, instead went off of the dribble, still got the bucket. 1 minute, 45 seconds left, third quarter. St. Mary's drives, and they get the lead right back. Hope Williamson between a couple of red jersey bodies. 32-30. Pass inside. The 8-foot shot missed. Good look there for Oreda. Couldn't hit twice in a row. Grace John comes in. And timeout taken by Brandon Rohr of the Broncos. 32-30, St. Mary's over Amherst. A minute 30 remaining, third quarter, and the Nebraska Girls Basketball Showcase.
Don't miss the 45th annual Used Boat Show at Buzz's Marine in Kearney. January 7th through the 14th are the best 8 days to buy new to you. These used boats are fully serviced, detailed, and are Buzz's certified. You can buy with confidence. During the Used Boat Show, special show pricing, pro shop discounts, giveaways, and more. Buzz's Marine's 45th annual Used Boat Show, January 7th through the 14th. Open extra hours Sunday and Monday. Learn more at buzzesmarine.com. Buzz's Marine, 5th and Central Kearney.
Michael Shively with you in the Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth. Lots of action still to go in this game. A minute 30 remaining, third quarter. Was worried we'd have a blowout when it was a 17-point St. Mary's advantage. Now it's just 32-30. St. Mary's in front with the basketball. Gets away with the travel. Nope, they didn't get away with it. Farthest official from the scene able to spot that travel. The sixth St. Mary's turnover. So here's a chance for Amherst to tie or take the lead. They did tie it at 30 apiece before the bucket by Williamson ended the 5-0 run. It's just been steady climbing for Amherst. They've just played their game to get back into it. 1-3-1 zone defense now for St. Mary's. They've shown a 2-3, a man-to-man, now a 1-3-1 for the first time. Tesmer on the baseline, left-handed dribble, falls to the ground, rolls it over to Herrick. Herrick trying the left hand now. She's better on the dribble drive with the right. Throws over to Tesmer. Back to Herrick. Top of the key. Three ball. Air ball. On the money, but short. And out of bounds to St. Mary's. You'll take that look, though. Coach Rohr clapping towards his players and directing them back on defense. Saying, good shot. Just didn't hit it. 40 seconds remaining in the quarter. See what the Cardinals choose to do with it here. Throw it inside. Ryman loses the basketball. Cast takes it away. Well, unforced error. Turnover on St. Mary's with 30 seconds left in the third quarter. Three ball, Grace John cans it from the right corner. The first lead for Amherst since it was 5-4. It's 33-32. 8 points now for John on her second three of the game. 10 seconds remaining, third quarter. Left-handed dribble, Williamson, bounce pass, baseline attack, and the scoop is good for Gracie Williamson, just her second basket of the game, and it's 34-33 St. Mary's. The Amherst lead was short-lived, but it gives them hope. Heading to quarter number four, 8 minutes left in this exciting Nebraska girls basketball showcase event here at Kearney High School on ESPN Tri-Cities.
Downey Drilling in Lexington is a proud supporter of all the area athletes. Downey Drilling designs and installs complete water well systems for all your water well needs. We drill wells for agriculture, municipal, commercial, domestic, residential, and geothermal loop fields. From the well drilling to the pump installation and service, Downey Drilling Incorporated is your complete water well provider that takes pride in providing outstanding service to all its customers. Online at DowneyDrilling.com.
You can buy books online, music online, even toothpaste. So why not your car? Tom Dinsdale CDJR makes it easy with start to finish. Just click the blue Purchase Now button on any new or used vehicle on our website. Choose your payment, value your trade, secure financing, and boom, you're done. Want a test drive? We'll bring it to you. Start to finish at TomDinsdaleCDJR.com. The convenient way to buy your next vehicle.
Start of quarter number four. Amherst trailing by one against St. Mary's. They launch a triple from the left wing. Missed by Tesmer. Rebound St. Mary's of O'Neill. Right-handed dribble. Hope Williamson over to Brabeck. Launches the three and hits her first three of the game. She had missed her first eight or nine. What a time for the Cardinals junior to connect. She'd been open and just missing all day. Now, tough shot for Oreda. Rolls around and out of bounds. Last touch by Murphy of the Broncos. A good start to the fourth quarter by St. Mary's. They were reeling, but now lead 37-33. Amherst trailed in this basketball game 22-5 after a 20-0 run by St. Mary's in the first and second quarters. But since then, Amherst has clawed back into it. They led 33-32 before this 4-0 spurt by St. Mary's. Make that 5-0. And now make it 8. Brabeck again, this time from the left wing. She's hit two straight. She's found her mark. Amherst in trouble. Their lead was brief. Up one, but then an 8-0 run to erase it, make it a 7-point advantage for the Cardinals. Shot fake, Herrick, defense didn't bite, drives to the baseline, she's in trouble, throws outside. Skip pass to the left, Tesmer, weaves into the paint and puts up a wild shot, draws the whistle. Josie Tesmer, the 5'4 junior, is taking a couple of shots here. Foul on Annabelle Barlow, her second. Fourth team foul on St. Mary's. Tesmer still looking for that first point. Can it come here on this free throw? No, hits back rim. 6:43 remaining in the fourth. Amherst worked so hard to get back in front and now find themselves trailing by 7. Tesmer hits the second. Now all 5 starters in the scorebook for Amherst. 6 players have scored. St. Mary's, all 5 starters have scored. They've only played one bench player in Barlow, and she has not scored. Barlow gets the handoff against the 2-3 zone, gives back over to Brabeck. She's feeling it. Over to Williamson. Hope Williamson looking to the baseline. Nobody home. They keep weaving at the top against the 2-3 zone. Herrick gets her hands on the ball, takes it away. Hannah Herrick with the steal on the 8th St. Mary's turnover. Amherst down 6. Herrick to the high post, Oreda, bounce pass, Grace John for 3, drains it. Perfect zone attack offense. Grace John now has 3 triples. And it's a 3-point game. Cardinals still in front, but they have been on the wrong side of it the last quarter and a half. Air ball on the shot by Brabeck. Pull-up jumper. Herrick up ahead to John. She's all alone. The running layup missed it. Oh, those are so challenging when you're sprinting to the hoop. Got to slow it down on your layup try. She missed it. St. Mary's with the basketball. 2.5 minutes played here in quarter number four. Inside, Larissa Ryman kicks it back out. The open three. Drill. Hope Williamson. Second three ball of the game for her. 43-37, St. Mary's. Amherst trying for a miraculous come-from-behind win. Grace John wants another. It rolls out, and Peyton Cast, lucky she didn't get called for a foul there. Ryman comes away with the board. Here come the Cardinals with Brabeck into the half court to Hope Williamson. Now over left side, Barlow. We've played 3 minutes in the fourth quarter. Skip pass, right baseline, shot fake, Brabeck, running floater hit while she's shooting by Loschenkohl. Her second puts Brabeck at the line. Five team fouls on Amherst, three team fouls on St. Mary's. Nobody in this game with more than three fouls. Hedstrom has done a good job avoiding the fourth foul this half, but she's only scored 1 point this half. Brabeck hits the first. Hedstrom was resting there. Comes back in for Barlow. The star 5'9 junior on the court for St. Mary's. Brabeck, second free throw, rolls it in. Now one of three players for St. Mary's in double figures, 45-37. Back to an 8-point cushion. Ooh, Herrick, great drive. Off-balance shot. She missed it. Now here's Brabeck into the lane, throws it across to, and a foul. Larissa Ryman will shoot two. Herrick is limping some after she came down awkwardly after the awkward-looking shot. Oreda with her first. Starting to get away from Amherst now. They trail by eight. Ryman makes it nine, gets the friendly roll, and she's now the fourth player in double figures for the Cardinals. A 14-4 run by the Cardinals. It was 33-32 with less than 30 seconds left in the third quarter. St. Mary's got a bucket with about 10 seconds left. Actually, less than that. As Ryman sinks them both. And they've come out hot to start the fourth. Timeout by Brandon Rohr. His team needs one more comeback effort now. Trailing by 10 with 4:26 remaining in the fourth quarter. And the Nebraska Girls Basketball Showcase on ESPN Tri-City.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. I'm Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With several locations in Kearney and surrounding areas. Ask your doctor how Family Physical Therapy can improve your quality of life. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes, in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River.
Third game in 3 days here for Amherst. You wonder if they might be getting a little fatigued here in the fourth quarter. They played at Ansley Litchfield and won on Thursday. Went at Overton last night and lost by three. Now this morning they're playing St. Mary's in Kearney. That's three days in a row of road games, and the third one coming in the morning. 47-37, St. Mary's leads Amherst. Oreda fires up the free throw line jumper. She can't hit it, but it's off of St. Mary's out of bounds. Amherst will get another look. It was 33-32 Amherst after a terrific comeback. The Broncos trailed by 17 in the first half. They climbed all the way back to take the lead, but now find themselves down 10 midway through quarter number four. Turnover, Loschenkohl couldn't get it to Herrick. Here comes St. Mary's. Hedstrom, right-handed dribble, pull-up 12-footer on the right side. Can't hit, and is that a foul or a jump? They have a tie-up. The tie-up keeps it with St. Mary's with exactly 4 minutes to play and a 10-point cushion for the Cardinals. And St. Mary's scored just 14 points over the second and third quarters combined. They get it in here to Ryman, kicks the ball back out. Here in the fourth quarter, they already have 13. So they've nearly equaled their score from two quarters of action in just 4 minutes. Timeout taken by the Cardinals and Coach Tracy Berg. This timeout is brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney, taking care of you since 1994. They're located where you need them, specializing in you. Back with more high school basketball next on ESPN Tri-City.
Gillespie Ag Service in Amherst is a very proud supporter of the Amherst team and coaches, and wish them the best of luck. Gillespie Ag Service, your Pioneer seed dealer. The world depends on farmers, but who can farmers depend on? At Pioneer, our teams are dedicated to serving farmers year-round. Pioneer, an American seed brand since 1926.
We do have one game that is in the books already in this eight-game Nebraska girls basketball showcase organized by the Kearney Area Chamber of Commerce and Kelly Cooksley, the head coach of Broken Bow. First game went to Alma, 72-64. The Cardinals victorious over the Wolfpack of Elgin Public Pope John. This game, it's trending towards St. Mary's, 47-37 over Amherst. Be sure to stay with us because right after this one, we'll reset and get ready for Shelton against Grand Island Central Catholic. Two area teams dueling in this showcase event immediately following this game. St. Mary's ball out of the timeout. They dominated the first quarter and so far are dominating the fourth. Amherst got the middle two quarters. Hedstrom bounces to Williamson. Back to Hedstrom straight away. Around a screen. Bounces to the corner. Three ball for Brabeck. She reins it in. Alyssa Brabeck, you knew that it was just a matter of time for her. A 36% three-point shooter who shoots a high volume of triples. She missed her first eight, maybe nine threes. Now has hit three in a row, and it's a 13-point game. Running shot missed by Grace John, who's had a good game with 11 points. Rebound for St. Mary's. They have to be feeling pretty good now, up 13 with 3:10 to go. Credit that Cardinals group. The Broncos came back, took the lead. They finished the third quarter strong and started the fourth on fire. Open look again for Brabeck. Air ball that time. Rebound to Murphy. Gets the ball to Herrick. Still the leading scorer for the Broncos with 12, still well under her season average of 19. We've seen some teams box and one against Herrick. Haven't noticed that yet today. There have been several different defenses used by the Cardinals, though. Currently, right now, a switching man-to-man. Or did they fall into a 2-3 zone? Into a zone, Herrick. Finds a crease, puts up the shot, can't hit, somehow got the jump ball call on the rebound try against Ryman. Got her arm in there, must have had a bunch of the rock on it. So the Broncos keep the ball underneath their hoop, trailing by 13 with 2.5 minutes to play. Into Oreda, up top to Herrick, nearly travels, left-handed dribble, wanted the shot, couldn't get open and throws it away. Off of the fingertips of Oreda and out of bounds. 12th turnover for Amherst compared to 8 for St. Mary's. And the writing nearly on the wall now, but what a terrific come-from-behind effort by Amherst. Such a difficult section of the schedule. Maybe just ran out of steam some. Oh, and that might have been the case there. Murphy can't move laterally enough to stop Hedstrom. She gets a clear look at the hoop, lays it on in. She has 12 points. And now a 12-0 run. Three ball missed by Tesmer. Rebound St. Mary's with under two to play. And this one's done. A 12-0 run. It was 40-37. Now 52-37. Credit St. Mary's. Man, they were almost down for the count after surrendering a 17-point lead to trail with under a minute to play in the third. All gas, no breaks since then for the Cardinals. They're playing keep away now. Brabeck, Herrick slapping at her. Pokes it free from behind, and Murphy comes away with the basketball. Here's Herrick. Across the timeline with a minute 15 to go. Finds herself open for three, leaves it way short. Did grace the iron. Rebounded by St. Mary's. Three bench players set to come in for the Broncos. One for the Cardinals. Now two. As we reach under a minute to go. Entertaining, exciting game. And I was, count me as worried when it was 22-5. Ended up getting a good basketball game. Score will be a little misleading because of this frenetic finish for the Cardinals. And substitution timeout as St. Mary's will claim this one. They will improve to 7-2 with their lone losses coming to Grand Island Central Catholic. That's a D2 team in St. Mary's playing a C1 team in GICC. Only lost by 10. Also lost at home to Summerland, an 8-1 C2 team. So the St. Mary's group made state last year. We expect them to do the same this season. Right-handed dribble. Tesmer throws back up top. By Tesmer, I mean Barlow. Tracking it down in the edge, Emerson Minerick, the 5'8 freshman, can't keep it in bounds. Amherst gets the basketball with 16.5 seconds left. Tesmer throws ahead to Lotion Cole. Lotion Cole, skip pass, left side, right back to Tesmer. Now Lotion Cole lines up the three, air ball, and Cast can't get the rebound with 4.3 seconds left. It appears St. Mary's is going to end this game on a 12-0 run. Inbounded, the Cardinals can just keep it in the backcourt as the final seconds tick off on an entertaining game that goes the way of the visitors out of Northeast Nebraska. I suppose they're both visitors here for this Nebraska girls basketball showcase, but the Cardinals rewarded for their travels. They get the W in impressive fashion. I suppose you could even call it come from behind fashion. They trailed 33-32 and win it 52-37. The Broncos dip to 7-5 on the year. The Cardinals improve to 7-2. Lots to talk about as we enter your post-game show. But before we do that, I want to thank some of our sponsors, including Currency. Currency makes financing quick, easy, and secure for heavy machinery, ag equipment, trucks, trailers, and more. Visit GoCurrency.com for more. Also want to thank Certified Piedmontese Beef, Italian heritage breed, Nebraska-raised perfection. It's lean, tender, and delicious, and you can get it shipped right to your doorstep anywhere in the country. Order at CPBeef.com. So Maya Hedstrom is named the defensive player of the game, and Alyssa Brabeck the offensive player of the game. Let's break it down for you in the postgame show and get you ready for our next game, GICC against Shelton. That's coming up in your postgame show next on ESPN Tri-Cities.
Looking for a quality but still affordable vehicle during this Wild West used car market? Many of our customers have found peace of mind through our great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicles, each of them going through a 172-point inspection and reconditioning process by factory-trained technicians. Add to that a free Carfax report, along with a nationwide warranty that's backed by over 100 years of experience from the Big Blue Oval. Experience the difference right here at home and join our family at Hastings Ford Lincoln.
Your local Pioneer team is with you from the word go during harvest season and every season. They have the latest performance data to help select the right corn products for each of your acres next year. Results start with industry-leading genetics, but it all comes down to conducting thousands of local on-farm trials to uncover more insights and maximize yields. When it's go time, work with your local Pioneer team to make the most of every acre with Pioneer brand corn products. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
See Impact Seed.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere?
Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Carney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Carney Towing and Repair.
No one knows farming and ranching better than Farm Bureau. Our companies were founded more than 80 years ago to serve farmers and ranchers. Today, we're the number one ag insurer in our territory, delivering smarter insurance for agriculture. Contact me, Rick Smith, your Farm Bureau agent in Kearney. I can help you get customized, comprehensive coverage. Call 308-234-2222 and schedule your personalized on-site super check today.
Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agriculture Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBLA Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Does your business need help financing new construction equipment, trucks, or trailers? Or do you need financing for a new motorhome, fifth wheel, or ATV? Currency is here to help. Just fill out an application and Currency Finance will find a lender offering the best rates and terms. Visit GoCurrency.com for details. Offers may vary and arranged by Express Tech Financing, LLC, DBA, Currency pursuant to CFL license 60DB0-54873.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. I'm Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
We're back here in your post-game show brought to you by New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment now. Well, let's look at how this game finished out. A final score of 52-37. St. Mary's upends Amherst in the Nebraska Girls Basketball Showcase. Well, they're already warming up for this next game, about 18 minutes away. This will be game number 3 of 8 this morning, this afternoon, this evening here in Kearney, nearing noon right now. So this was a fascinating game. Amherst got out to a 5-2 advantage, 1:03 into the game, but then they shut down. St. Mary's scored the next 20 points to lead by 17, 22-5. That's when Amherst got back into it. After an 8.5-minute scoring drought, they ripped off 10 in a row to cut it to 7. They traded buckets to finish out the first half, 27-20 St. Mary's. Amherst crawled, climbed, clawed all the way back to 33-32. They took a 1-point lead in the final minute of the third quarter, 33-32. And you're thinking the Broncos are looking pretty good now. They erased a 17-point deficit, but then St. Mary's got a basket to finish out the half in the final 10 seconds. And started out the fourth quarter with back-to-back threes from Alyssa Brabeck. That was huge. She had missed all of her threes in the game. She had shot 8 or 9 of them, missed all of them. Then hit consecutive threes to start the fourth quarter, build a 7-point lead. Amherst got a free throw and a three to cut it back to 40-37, but didn't score after that. St. Mary's finished on a 12-0 run to win it. 52-37. Individual scoring breakdown. The Cardinals out of Northeast Nebraska. They're led by 12 from Maya Hedstrom, 12 from Hope Williamson, 13 for Alyssa Brabeck. Larissa Ryman scored 11 and 4 for Gracie Williamson. Amherst was paced by Hannah Herrick's 13 points, 11 for Grace John. 5 each for Aaron Murphy and Josie Loschenkohl, and 2 for Morgan Oreda, 1 for Josie Tesmer. So Murphy scored the first 5 of the game for Amherst, did not score again in that contest. So 52-37, the final. Up next for the Broncos, they play Alma, who just won this morning in this contest. Alma 9-0. That'll be a home game coming up on Tuesday for Amherst. So the schedule does not get any easier for the 7-5 Broncos. Up next for St. Mary's, they're home against Bloomfield on Tuesday. Well, folks, that does it for your postgame show brought to you by New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Up next, we get ready for this encore presentation of girls basketball. Grand Island Central Catholic against Shelton. To help us get ready for it a little bit more, let's visit with the head coach for GICC, Kevin Mayfield. We'll have his interview coming up on the other side. You're listening to the Nebraska Girls Basketball Showcase on ESPN Tri-City.
Gillespie Ag Service in Amherst is a very proud supporter of the Amherst team and coaches, and wish them the best of luck. Gillespie Ag Service, your Pioneer seed dealer. The world depends on farmers, but who can farmers depend on? At Pioneer, our teams are dedicated to serving farmers year-round. Pioneer, an American seed brand since 1926.
Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. With training in a wide range of specialties, New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary. All major insurances accepted.
Thank you for being a part of this ESPN Tri-Cities High School sports presentation. For a complete broadcast schedule, coaches' interviews, and past game recordings, head to newschannelnebraska.com. And thanks for listening to ESPN Tri-Cities.